everybody, Lindsay here again. And recently I've been reading Brain Rules by Medina, and I'm left feeling like there are so many things and so many rules that have to do with our brain. It feels like there are so many things that we can do to help our brain work to the best of its ability, but there are also a ton of things that are working against us. And it really is amazing to me how resilient our brain is, that we can deprive our brain of sleep, we can deprive our brain of the nutrition and the exercise it needs, and it still functions. It loses some of those functions slowly, but we can still process information and lead active lives when our body and our mind is not in the best shape. But there are so many things that we can do to prevent that from happening. We can eat the right foods, exercise, get enough sleep, and have a lot of visual integration. Our brain is programmed to accept visuals and to thrive on visuals. And as teachers, visuals are something that we really need to push in the classroom. Images speak louder than words, and a lot of times students need those images to process information. So I think that whenever you can incorporate visuals into your lessons, go for it. Find something that makes that visual connection with students, because the result is long lasting.